And StoryCorps, I think, is a hope machine and a love machine. And I just hope everybody participates.
And they go to?
They go to connect250.org to pre-register right now, and then you'll get the portal opens on July 7th, and you'll get to do your interview July 7th through the end of July.
Dave, thanks so much for coming in and for your creativity and all of your work. Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. The new project is called Connect250. Oh, and Democracy Now! Has job openings. Go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Between courage and not courage, between Kansas and Utah, there lies South Park.
This is going to be the best movie ever. It's a foreign film from Canada.
Coming to video, all hell breaks loose.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
That movie has warped my fragile little mind.
You like jazz?
Welcome, folks, to the Weekly Wilers at 101.5 UMFM.
And you're 101.5s, the UMFMs, the 0.5s, and everything in between.
For some jazz. Everything in between the 101 to the point, where everything between the 101 to the 102.
5, you can call it whatever you want, but you know what you can't call it? Anything except
late
UMFM
for
101.5.
That's also true. And Kyler, with Jazz Fest just wrapping up in Winnipeg a week ago, I was able to listen to a lot of amazing bands that I had never heard of before.
So jazz.
And it got me thinking, by which I mean it was almost completely my partner Ash's idea, that there are a lot of extremely talented jazz musicians out there that people just don't know the names of. Because a lot of them they do know the names of are men. Kyler, have you heard of this phenomenon?
Men.
Yes.
Shout out men.
Shout out men, but also
shout out
they're
women.
Getting shouted out a lot.
Shout out people.
And that's why today we're going to be focusing on women in jazz, turning the spotlight on them and just highlighting some amazing jazz musicians throughout the years.
Guys, here at UMFM, we love women.
We support women. Rock on women. Jazz on women.
Jazz on women. And this sounds like we're joking around here, but seriously.
No, for real.
Shout out women.
And we're going to start off with a little tune by a little Hardin Armstrong called Clip Joint, all the way from 1931. Little Hardin Armstrong, she was not only a formally trained jazz pianist, arranger, composer, vocalist, and band leader, but she was also a fashion designer and opened up her own restaurant. Crazy town right here. Let's take a listen.
I'm gonna pack my trunk, I'm gonna leave this lonesome town. the blues. Clip joint.
Clip joint. Let me out of here.
Clip joint. I'm gonna pack my trunk. I'm gonna leave this lonesome town.
Yeah, man. That was Lil Hardin Armstrong's Clip Joint from 1931.
Clip Joint? Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. She was Louis Armstrong's second wife. Did you know this?
Oh, so Armstrong is like...
Of Louis Armstrong.
Of Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. And...
He stayed in his genre, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. She was also like essentially his manager during their marriage.
Oh.
And her ambitious personality, business sense, and pushes for Louis Armstrong to actually pursue his own career... is kind of what got him to become successful in the end. So,
and did they stay together?
No.
Great.
Not very long.
Isn't that fantastic?
I think it's because he was always like touring around and stuff, but I think they did like each other. Like, I don't think it was... I mean, I don't know how clean any divorce can be, but I don't think it was horrible. She actually died on stage in 1971 performing a tribute concert for him. She collapsed on stage during a tribute concert to Louis Armstrong, her ex-husband.
That's unreal.
And died.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do we move on?
Anyway, so you know Ella Fitzgerald? She's pretty classic, man. The first lady of song, the queen of jazz? She's been called many things, and for a good darn reason. World-renowned vocal range, improvisational abilities, and scat singing. And we're going to be listening to a little tune that she did called A Tisket, A Tasket in 1939. This is back when she was getting her start with the Chick Webb Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just dump.
Yeah.
A brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. A tasket. I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
No. Well, that was A Tisket, A Tasket by Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb from 1939. What was that, Kyler? Sorry, did you say something?
39.
That's what I thought. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
We're jumping ahead.
You're forgetting you're in a room with me right now.
I'm sorry.
You're forgetting we're in a room with me right now.
I'm sorry. I'm joking. We're just joshing around.
We're just josh. We're
here
cool
on the Weekly Wireless. Did we introduce ourselves, man? I'm Tyler with a T, otherwise known as the Tyrific T, and joined by my ever dutiful co-host.
I am Kyler, also known as the element of potassium. You can call me the K at the start of every good story. You can call me the king of the letter K. You can call
Speaking of K.
Cool. Or you can
Bongo by Mary Lou Williams, legendary pianist and composer who played in all of the eras of jazz from the 20s straight to the 70s. This is Cool Bongo, 1953.
I guess you could call me Cool Bongo.
Yeah.
So I heard, Tyler, I heard something real quick. I know we're fading out of this.
I kind of faded out of that in a poor way.
No, it's really important. We had to jump on this immediately while the question was still hot.
Okay.
Ghosts?
Ghosts, man. There's a ghost in my house.
Spooky.
Spooky stuff.
I got to tell you something. Something's really important.
Okay. Do tell.
This next song means something to me, actually.
Yeah?
It's off the album Solitude. It's Billie Holiday.
Oh, yeah?
And we'll get to the huge importance of it in a second.
Yeah.
But
what's the song called, man?
Well, I've never heard this song, actually.
It's actually really good. It's called East of the Sun, West of the Moon.
Is Billie Holiday a woman?
She is. They're all women, man. We're listening to women in jazz today.
And you know why? It's because we support women.
And they've been underrepresented in jazz music for a long time. They usually don't get the spotlight. But Billie Holiday, she got a little bit of the spotlight because she was a vocalist and... I mean, a lot of the women jazz musicians were vocalists back in the day because they just weren't allowed to play a lot of the instruments or they wouldn't get recognized as much. Quite sad.
It was quite sad. But, you know, we get to experience the great art that they left.
Yeah. And Billie Holiday is a really great vocalist and she's got a great style. A lot of emotional sensitivity and vulnerability to her singing. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to just, why don't we listen?
east of the sun and west of the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon.
Jazz, folks. That was Billie Holiday's East of the Sun, West of the Moon from 1956.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great artist right there, for sure. But we're going to be returning to another masterclass of jazz vocals here. Ella Fitzgerald, the return of the Queen of Jazz.
She's back.
It's like the third Lord of the Rings movie all over, but gender swapped. Return of the Queen.
Return of the Mac.
What?
Return of the Mac.
I think, was she famous for
that is
Mac the Knife, or is that somebody else?
Oh.
That might have been
Elvis
Gerald, too.
We'll do some
research in between tracks between that
one. I got a quick fact for you, if you
will.
May I say?
Sure.
All right. Statistically, one of the best plays for Hangman is the word jazz. Because when are you guessing the letter Z? It's got two Z's.
We'll fact check this one too before.
And it's got a J and an A.
Oh, okay. We're going to return into Ella again here. You know?
Well,
1959.
What you ponder on that.
Yeah.
What might they do?
They're going to take the A Train, which is our next track by Ella Fitzgerald in 1959. And did you know?
I didn't.
That she won Best Jazz Soloist for jazz performance and female vocal performance at the very first Grammy Awards.
The
first Grammy Awards in 19, I think it was 1959.
Holy moly.
And she was also the first African American to win a Grammy. So she was breaking a lot of records right there.
Pioneer.
She was also the first woman to receive the Recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award, which is an achievement award at the Grammys awarded to performers who, and I quote, during their lifetimes have made creative contributions of outstanding artistic significance to the field of recording. So without further ado, let's take the A Train.
To Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you'll find you've missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on, now it's coming. Listen to those rails a-thrumming. On board, get on the A train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem.
Jet. Exactly what I was thinking.
Feeling all right.
Yeah, feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good. That was Take the A Train by Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington off of Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook. She was really well known for her covering of the songbooks, man. She did like a whole series of songbooks. Ella Fitzgerald goes hard. She's a great musician for sure.
I'm realizing now, looking at this track listing, that I have listened to so many women in jazz without actually knowing like who they were. I just knew the songs or the albums.
Yeah.
The next song we have coming up, unless do we have an antidote?
No, man, go for it. You can introduce
the
it.
The next one we have coming up is off the album I Put a Spell on You. And if this is the actual one that
she wrote that song. Nina Simone wrote I Put a Spell on You. And we're not listening to that. We're listening to Feeling Good from 1965. But she did also do I Put a Spell on You.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm feeling pretty good about this next track.
You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Where'd you go?
Bring her back. She was just feeling too darn good. That was Nina Simone's Feeling Good from 1965, sometimes referred to as the High Priestess of Soul.
What?
Yeah, dude. High Priestess of
There's
Soul.
There's rankings? Because we got the queen. We got the High Priestess.
Yeah.
Who's the king? Not in this episode, because we're though. Only talking about women in jazz.
Yeah, man. Women in jazz, they rock. And speaking of Nina Simone, she was also a civil rights activist and a symbol of the black nationalism and black power movement in the U.S.
I thought you were going to be like, speaking of Nina Simone, we have her right here.
We have her. No, we don't have her right here.
Nina Simone.
No, I fear we do not. But do you know who we have coming up next?
Oh, no way. There's no way. You're kidding. Is it really?
It's Betty Carter.
Oh.
Yes. And this is Tight. Live at Bradshaw's Great American Music Hall in 1980. And you know what? Let's just jump in.
Don't hold on to him. Okay. Tight. We're holding on.
Well, that was Tight by Betty Carter.
I was holding too hard.
Kyler was holding on pretty darn hard. The song did go pretty hard, though. Yeah. Betty Carter, 1980s, Tight. She got something. She knew what she was doing.
She had that thing going on.
She after getting fed up with poor record deal companies, she struck out on her own and formed her own label called the Bet Car. I guess Bet, not the Bet Car. It was Bet Car.
Bet Car?
In 1971.
Okay.
She also notably had a passion for empowering and teaching the younger generation of jazz musicians through her bands, as well as she made a mentoring program. It was like 2 weeks or something, where students would come in and learn from her and other experienced musicians, and they'd have like a little concert at the end of that. So that's kind of cool.
Cool. That's kind of like the jazz program we have here.
Kind of like that, except for 2 weeks instead of like...
Right.
I don't know, 4 years.
4 years.
But so Harris was kind of a lot better if you think about it.
Right.
Betty Carter's Jazz Ahead program, man.
Got to mention, today we're talking about women in jazz.
Yes.
Here on UMFM 101.5.
The Weekly Wylers.
And of course,
yeah,
the Wyler Show on the radio must go on as we roll right into...
Esperanza Spalding. What song is this, Kyler?
Well, I know you know.
That is... It's called I Know You Know.
Don't listen to him. Okay, maybe listen to him. Okay.
The way you look at me when you think I'm not looking tells me your heart's a sleeping giant, wanna buy someone you loved before me. I see you're scared, unconvinced by what I've tried. Pretend you didn't call me just 'cause I was on your mind. Too soon for you to say out loud, but I know you love me, and though we don't say it, already shows. You already know, but sing it again. I love you, baby. No, they don't take me away. I know that you know, but sing it again. I love you, baby. No, they don't take me away. You already know, but sing it again. No, they don't take me away. You already know, but sing it again. I love you, baby. No, they don't take me away. I wait for you to open up. It's not a bore. You're just what I've been looking for. Why do you keep your head in the sand? Whoever you loved before me, that brand. Nothing like me. Nothing like me.
Spalding, I Know You Know. That was from 2008. We've been hopping all over the place. Our last track before that, 1980, going to late 2000s, 2008 with Esperanza Spalding. She's a bassist, a vocalist, an amazing jazz musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she taught herself violin before the age of 5 because she was inspired by Yo-Yo Ma. Isn't that crazy? Yo-Yo Ma is a cool dude.
Wait, can you say this? I don't know. Say this again.
She taught herself.
No, the name.
Yo-Yo Ma.
One more time.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Flip it around.
Ma oyoy.
Ma.
Oh, wait, amoyoy.
Ma.
Ma.
Bolin.
No, it's not Bolin.
No, okay.
Sadly, not this time. Another fun fact about Esperanza Spalding, though, in 2005.
I guess that'll do.
Which was 3 years before. Which was 3 years before that song we were just listening to. She graduated from Berklee College of Music and then promptly became an instructor there. And one of the early or youngest instructors to teach at the school at the age of 20.
20. Oh, man.
She's a talented.
She was going.
She was going around for sure.
Right. Folks, we have a – just stay tuned because we have a special someone coming on that is not Tyler or Kyler. We actually have for this women-tastical episode a woman.
No way.
I know.
This may just be true. Before we get to that, we're going to be listening to Aaron Prop and Larry Roy's Tell Him from 2021.
Yeah, you tell him.
That was Tell Him by Aaron Prop and Larry Roy. straight from 2021. Pretty good little song there. Aaron Prop is a sorry, was that?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yes, it's very solid.
I thought it kind of sounded like Joni Mitchell.
That's honestly, that's kind of a valid comparison for sure. Good
had,
stuff.
Had the same kind of like airy voice, I'd say.
Yeah. I like the style they're going for. It's like a little bit of a mix between jazz and folk almost.
Yeah. Maybe
fun
like
stuff.
A little bossa nova.
A little bit. Honestly, I get that too. I get that too. I brought up a little fun fact here for 2021, because this is when it was released. Back in 2012, women made only 9% of jazz musicians. Very sad, because they definitely represent more than that and deserve more recognition. But by 2021, this has increased now to 27% of jazz musicians. So go for women. Go women. We love women at UMFM 101.5.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And Aaron Prop, the woman on this track we were just listening to, is Manitoban.
Oh.
Notably. Vocalist, pianist, and educator. She does it all. But we're going to be moving into our next track by Samara Joy from 2022, Can't Get Out of This Mood. Let's take a listen.
This mood, can't get over this feeling, just can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing, and the thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way, but it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I come. This feeling, just can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing, and the thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way, but it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I come.
Computer, your happiness protocol. You've been programmed. You'll feel that in 2 hours.
And that was Can't Get Out of This Mood by Samara Joy, 2022.
Sorry, I feel a little, I got that thing out of my chest.
Yeah, good. You're.
Yeah, sorry. I might have sounded a little weird there for a second.
No, don't worry. Don't worry about it, man.
All right.
And this is off of her album Linger a While, which is her second album. And she's quite the talent, Samara Joy. She was an immediate talent, actually, having won 6 Grammy Awards within 5 years of graduating.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, see?
What are you saying?
I can really only count to 5.
Yeah.
She got more Grammys than I can count to in Spanish.
This is true.
That's
and it was
insane.
Yeah, 5 years after graduating from college, all of those.
Well, honestly, then she deserved it. I would imagine you're in her class. At least it's not competitively graded.
That's a great point. Business school's got that going for us.
Shout out to
Asperger. One of them, her first award was Best New Artist. That's crazy.
new artist.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, it's true. She
was
a new artist.
You win six Grammy Awards, you should within the time frame, right?
Well, that was her first one.
Right.
And then she won 3-time winner Best Jazz Vocal Album and 2-time Best Jazz Performance.
Get
so,
out of town. That was crazy.
Yeah, she rocks, man. She rocks. But we're going to be moving into our last little tune of the night, Manhattan by Laura Onglade from 2025. Also from the album Get Out of Town. Actually, that's funny.
See what I did there?
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently great big cities, a wondrous toy made for a girl and boy.
Computer.
We'll turn Manhattan
just took a picture
into an Isle of Joy.
Gotta appreciate the little things.
I honestly was not listening to whatever Kyla was saying there, but that was Laura Onglade's Manhattan from 2025. She's a francophone vocalist born in Montpellier, France.
France?
Which is, one of my friends actually did an exchange there, and he said it was amazing.
Ah, are you talking about, oh no, 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 sorry, I'm thinking about the other friend that did the thing in the other French.
You're right, 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 right.
Mr. Friend of the show, actually. Sam Lamont.
Sam! I do love
in
Sam.
In Quebec. Shout
yeah, he
out
just
Sam.
Went to he just went to Quebec.
Is
and
he back
then
now?
He no, it was my buddy Ethan.
I met Ethan.
But back to Laura Onglade.
Oh, sorry.
She
yeah.
actually didn't live in France. She lived in the US for most of her life, but then she moved to Canada for her studies. So
Canada.
Yeah. And I was reading this interview from her and it was really interesting. She described that one of her goals as a performer was to bridge the gap from generation to generation by telling stories that everyone can enjoy and relate to, and to kind of bring life to overlook songs that were overshadowed in the past, saying that there are so many songs that are just as beautiful, that have just as important stories and deserve to be told. And I think that kind of speaks to the sentiment of this episode, that the highlighting these musicians, like the women in jazz, who are often overlooked in the past and historically underappreciated. There's such a vast well of female talent in the jazz scene. And all you have to do is go out and look for it, folks. And hopefully you found some good tracks, some good artists that you like today. This was UMFM 101.5, the Weekly Wilers. Kylie, you got anything to say?
Shout out women.
Shout out women.
Honestly, and I think that's all you need to talk about, because honestly and genuinely, from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of Tyler's heart.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next week, folks.
Adios.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station, from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does, independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
Winnipeg, the West End Cultural Center is in a festive mood for a special occasion, and the party just gets bigger and better. That's right, this beloved cultural institution is turning 40 in November 2027, and it looks like the celebration has already begun. An 18-month-long campaign called The Road to Our 40th has started as the center announced its lineup for fall 2026. From September to early January, expect a full season packed with amazing performances. Zimbombo Dance Party starts things off with Misha and the Spanx in October. Little Miss Higgins, Winnipeg Puppet Slam, and Adrian Sutherland and Jay Turner follow in November. The annual holiday panto by Sick and Twisted Theater, as well as the annual festive concerts from Red Moon Road and Bicycle Face, close the year out. Plus, a bonus show for this summer season. Alberta's warm-hearted and down-to-earth storyteller Richard Inman is throwing his new album release concert on August 14th. Check out the center's website, wecc.ca, for more information.
Chegar pra cá, que eu vou pra lá, pulo pra lá, você pra cá, pulando assim, eu quero ver, não tenha medo não, não pise você, vai levantar poeira, vai beber, aí parceiro, segura a mina, instiga, menina se cura. Você não sabe não, você não vê como é gostoso o seu remexer. Chega pra cá, que eu vou pra lá, pulo pra lá, você pra cá, pulando assim, eu quero ver, não tenha medo não, não piso você, vai levantar poeira, vai beber, ali rapaziada, no pé, vamos lá, menina se curva, assim pro lado, eu quero ver o seu requebrado. Você não sabe, não. Você não vê como é gostoso o seu remexer. Entrando nesse
This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJUM. 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, brothers, do you believe in vanishing Africa?
Oh, no.
You are born today.
We are the sons of Africa.
You stand and sing.
Loud and free.
You struggle for your rights.
All in one, strong and free.
Africa is
our own motherland.
Let's all join our wings.
We fly together.